Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With abortion on the line in the upcoming Supreme Court term, nationwide protests drew thousands to Washington and other cities Saturday to demand continued access at a time when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In Cleveland, they chanted Save Roe in reference to the landmark Supreme Court case which made abortion legal. In Washington, they cheered for Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson, who told the crowd this year nearly 600 restrictions have been introduced in 47 states.
No matter where you are, this fight is at your doorstep right now.
At a New York rally, Governor Hochul recounted how her own mother fought for abortion rights, and she's been in the same fight her whole life.
I'm sick and tired of having to fight over abortion rights. It's settled. Law in the nation.
At an unrelated event in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's working with two Democrats and another Republican to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I'm Julie Walker.
A leading Islamic State media figure was charged in U.S. federal court in Virginia with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Federal officials say Mohammed Khalifa was captured overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces in January 2019 and recently transferred into FBI custody. The Saudi-born Canadian citizen was a leading figure in the Islamic State of Iraq. He's alleged to have fought for ISIS on the battlefield in Syria and also to have played a leading role in translating, narrating, and advancing the group's online propaganda. If convicted, Khalifa faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories,